And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Actually, it wasn't the golf course. It was Larry's Little League game at Udall Park.
Oh, yeah. How many balls went through his legs?
None. You know, he was playing shortstop, and they were so frightened of his defensive prowess that they didn't even hit it to him.
Nice.
You know, my son Larry's 5 years old, so
there you go.
We were just happy he had the glove on the right hand.
I wouldn't know which end of the bat to hold.
So well, welcome, Tucson. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. My name is Fred Ronstadt.
And I'm his little brother, Jeff.
And we're joined in the studio this afternoon by our illustrious cousin, Michael. We do have some very unfortunate, sad news to report. Top of our program, a Tucson icon has passed away today. And Michael is going to give us a little bit of history and a little tribute for us.
Today, a wonderful friend of so many people in Tucson. And somebody who is as close as anybody could be to my mother without being my actual mother, because I've known her since I was born, Seal Peterson, passed away today. And all I can feel is tremendously lucky for having her in my life, blessed, actually. She was a beautiful person. They have a beautiful family. And she will be sorely missed. But the wonderful thing is that we have her memory and her legacy to carry on with and to continue with, because that's the way that Seal would want it.
Right. And you and Fred were talking about some Seal stories before we went on the air. And the one I thought was the most amazing was that she actually met Wyatt Earp.
She told me that one day. And, you know, it's amazing to see the generation that Seal is part of passing, you know, our parents. We're in that generation, and our grandparents. And when you think of Wyatt Earp, you think of the old West. So
absolutely.
To be able to talk to somebody that actually had a personal connection there is amazing. And she was that kind of a connection. She was somebody that you could go to and get good advice, loving words, and always had a kind thing to say and a place in her heart for anybody who wished to... occupy that.
Right. When my wife Tiana moved to Tucson from Tampa for her job, one of the first people that she met was Seal Peterson. And Tiana will to this day tell you that Seal made her feel very, very welcome in a town where she knew no one.
That's the way
she
Seal was.
She was a great ambassador, a great business person, and a lovely, lovely woman.
She had a great passion for this community. And I remember
absolutely.
When I was on the council, I was lovingly chastised.
She could do that.
More than a couple of times by Seal, and I always appreciated her wisdom, because she knew this town.
And the people.
And she had a passion, and everything she told you was from her heart.
Right. That's right.
And Michael, you're gonna give us a tribute to Seal.
It's a little song that I'd like to just play and send up to Seal, and just to let her know that I truly love her and her family. They're all incredibly wonderful people.
Yo ya me voy al puerto donde se halla la barca de oro que debe conducirme. Yo ya me voy, solo vengo a despedirme. Adiós, mujer, adiós, para siempre adiós. No volverán tus ojos a mirarme, ni tus oídos escucharán mi canto. Voy a aumentar los mares con mi llanto. Adiós, mujer. adiós, para siempre adiós. Adiós, mujer, adiós, para siempre adiós.
Beautiful.
Thank Rest you. In peace, Seal. And we're sitting here holding up a shot glass of tequila in your honor.
There you go.
Salud. Provech.
So, secondly, we want to thank all of our sponsors. This was an idea that Fred and I hatched after sitting in for a Matt Russell On the Menu Live. So we'd like to send out a very, very big thank you to Matt for encouraging us to take the microphone and to talk to folks in Tucson about Tucson. That's really what this show is about. It's about all things Tucson. It's about Tucson's history. It's about Tucson's people, our activities, leisure activities. You know, we're going to try to be as nonpartisan as possible, but we know sometimes we're going to get some political discussions that we hope, you know, we'll
Enlighten. We don't want to provoke. We want to talk.
We do. We want to enlighten. And we want to say thank you to our sponsors. And the one thing that you all should know, too, out there is that every one of our sponsors is someone that we personally recommend. They're people that we use, people that we really, really trust and appreciate. So when you hear someone's commercial, whether it's my commercial for Ronstadt Insurance or anyone else's commercial, you know that it's somebody that we trust and we do business with.
You know what? I actually am a customer of Ronstadt Insurance.
Thank God. We need all the help we can get, Fred. So I want to start out by saying thank you to Big Mike at the Tinderbox, to Charlie Harris at Charlie's Comics, Kevin Morrissey at Barker Morrissey Contracting, Lynette and Agnes at Casa de la Luz Hospice, Marshall and Jim at Temco Air Environmental, the folks at Power Women Investing, and Don Coleman, actually the Coleman brothers at Mayfield's Florist, Johnny Hellenbolt, Larry Adamson at Duffield Adamson, Hellenbolt Fletcher et al. And there's more, but
And we just want to remind you that for those of you who have seen our emails and are following us on Facebook and at fredandjeff.com, we are offering towards the end of the program a dozen red roses just in time for Mother's Day from Mayfield Florist.
Thank you, Don Coleman at Mayfield's Florist. So we're going to have a bit of a trivia contest to help somebody win. And on top of that, we also have a book called Borderman, which are the memoirs of Federico Jose Maria Ronstadt. And we're going to be giving this away to a caller today as well. So we've got lots of fun things scheduled for the show today. We hope you stick around for a while and enjoy with us.
One of the things that was very specific when Jeff and I talked about putting this program together is we want to convey our passion for Tucson. There are a lot of folks in this community who don't have an opportunity to really be exposed to folks in this community. They're doing a lot of great things. We want to highlight those folks.
Yeah, we do.
There's small nonprofits that don't get a whole lot of attention, but they're doing a lot of great things in the community.
Especially in this economy where giving is down and there are cuts being made. That doesn't mean that there aren't folks out there that are still working very hard to help others.
Yeah, we're going to highlight some of the visioning processes that are going on in this community. Imagine Tucson is working towards putting people together in this community to create a 10, 20, 50-year vision for this fine city and this metropolitan area. And, there's a lot of people who are volunteering their time and effort and treasures to make Tucson a better place, and that's what we're going to be focusing on.
Those are the people we want to celebrate. Those are the activities we want to celebrate.
Great, and, one of our first sponsor, one of my favorite sponsors, just because he provides a consumable that I consume a lot of, Big Mike from the Tinderbox is online. I was there today. I had a cigar lunch and tried out the cigar of the week. So, hi, Big Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Fred. How you doing?
We're doing awesome.
Hey, Big Mike.
So, hi, what do you got going to the Tinderbox?
Well, right now we're doing a cigar of the week, and this week it happens to be the Don Pepin Garcia cigar, which also includes the My Father cigar, which is manufactured by his son, Jaime.
Now tell us a little bit about this cigar. I mean, you know, my brother and I, we smoke cigars, and hopefully a lot of folks who are listening smoke cigars. But let's give a little bit of an education for Cigars 101 for folks who are just listening, and maybe we're going to tempt into trying this great leisure activity.
Well, this particular cigar is grown all in Nicaragua, other than the wrapper on my father's cigar. But everything Don 15 makes, he uses 100% Cuban seed tobacco, and it's all Nicaraguan grown for the filler and the binder. The only difference would be some of the wrappers. And the one we're highlighting this week, the My Father's cigar, happens to be the number 3 cigar rated in 2009 by Cigar Aficionado.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, a real good cigar. It's a winner. It was created actually by his son Jaime as a surprise to his father. And he was working on his blend, and he tried keeping it a secret, but somehow the father found out.
Fathers always find out.
Yeah, they always find out.
They always do.
It's hard, tough to hide something.
And tried the cigar, and he liked it, and he said, let's put this in production. And in honor of his father, he called the cigar, the whole line is called My Father's Cigar, which is kind of nice.
That's great. Hey, Mike, yeah. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I've always been curious, what does Cuban seed mean? I mean, we know there's an embargo in Cuba, so what does that mean when someone refers to a cigar as Cuban seed?
The actual seed that starts the plant, the plant in the ground, is a seed from a Cuban tobacco plant.
Okay.
That is replanted in other countries, be it Nicaragua, Honduras, stuff like that, and they plant it, and it's a transplanted seed. So truly the crop, the original yield, starts with a Cuban seeded plant.
And of course, Cuba is the mecca of cigar tobacco.
Yes, absolutely. But ever since the embargo, a lot of these families have moved to the other countries, and it's been over 40 years, and they're good at what they do. And they've taken their craft and their trade and their knowledge to other countries, and they've been very, very successful with growing tobacco, and they're making a fantastic product in all the other countries.
Great.
Not only Cuba.
Right.
Now, you know, we follow a program called On the Menu Live, and they talk about wine and that kind of thing. One of the things that folks aren't familiar with is, you know, enjoying a cigar is more than just lighting it up and creating a lot of smoke. There's flavor notes involved and the changing flavor as you smoke the cigar from the first lighting through the middle of the cigar to the end. Can you talk, you know, again, we're just trying to educate our folks out here, and let's talk about the My Father, the one I enjoyed today, talking about how the flavor changes, what the dynamics of that. Can you give us a little bit of background?
Sure. On this particular one, when you first light it, you get this upfront taste of spice and earthiness very upfront when you first originally light the cigar. Then after you get into it, I'd say close to an inch of smoking the cigar, 3/4 inch to an inch, it really mellows out and gets really creamy. To me, with my palate, I get more of a, almost like a coffee note to it. It really creams out, smooths out, and it's got a long finish. And what I mean by a long finish is as you're getting to the last third of this cigar, cigars tend to change their flavor again, because the tars and stuff have built up in the tobacco as you're smoking it. And this thing has a long finish, meaning that the flavor lasts almost to the very end, to the nub of the cigar, which is great.
Well, I got to tell you, the cigar I enjoyed at lunchtime today was just fabulous. My Father's Cigar from the Don Pepin line. Mike, and the deal this week is you buy 3, get 1 for free. The cigar of the week. Mike, give us your address, and we'll roll into our first set of commercials.
Sure. The address of the Tinderbox is 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124. And we're on the south side of Broadway, just west of Craycroft.
Awesome. What's your phone number, Mike?
The phone number is 747-4807.
And we're going to be over at the Tinderbox next week with the program. So invite you cigar aficionados and those who want to learn about this wonderful enjoyment, leisure activity, to come join us at the Tinderbox next Thursday. And thanks, Mike, and we'll talk to you next week.
It was a pleasure, guys. Thanks,
Mike. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go.
a made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an authorized agent for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. A representative may call you.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
All right. That's right. Visit us online at fredandjeff.com. We're gonna have podcasts of the shows that we have. So if you've got friends that are still at the Little League games or have already gotten home from work and are making dinner, they can get online at the fredandjeff.com website and listen to our shows.
That's awesome. And we also have links there to our sponsors and to the friends of the show. One of the friends of the show is Michael Ronstadt. We have his link up there. You can check out what he's up to. Which is quite a bit, I'm sure.
Well, it's starting to get busy again.
That's good. That's good. That's very good. I remember I went to a party once out in the middle of the boonies. We took a Jeep drive out there and we're out there and we're, you know, going to have some cattle rancherman's dinner kind of thing. And out of the blue, you come in through the creosote bushes.
Oh, yeah,
playing your guitar.
Great.
Remember that?
I do.
That was a great, great night. It was Blue Shadows and all kinds of cowboy songs. So, you know, later when we really delve into your segment of the show, we're going to talk about the border songs and the Canciones de mi Padre that so many people have affiliated the Ronstadts with, even though it started before Linda.
Well, she actually, she used that example from our aunt.
Luisa, yeah,
who wrote,
who you're talking to.
Published a book back in the 40s called Canciones de mi Padre, but it was songs of her father, which would have been Federico Ronstadt.
And you know what's funny, Michael, is we have that book on a PDF file on fredandjeff.com.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go to the page where it's...
No, I've got it. Yeah.
Yeah, you go to the page and it says Friends of the Show, you go down to the bottom and there it is.
Yeah.
In a PDF file. So if people are interested, it's there.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
And also, part of our intro is provided by our cousin, Mikey. Well, I call him Mikey.
Yeah, he probably didn't like being called Mikey anymore.
The first time we played on stage together, he came up to me and says, "You have called me Mikey 5 times. But he goes by the name Michael G. Ronstadt.
Michael G. He is part of a band called Lost in Holland.
Yeah.
The part of the song that you heard in front of the show is called Sitting Bull. And just to put a little shameless plug in, you can buy all of the songs on iTunes. And I'm sure other places as well. But I was lucky enough to be at a concert and pick up one of his CDs. He did make me pay full price, though.
Nice. Yeah. You should. You gotta support him.
You have to support starving artists.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, we're sort of an eclectic show in a lot of ways. One of the things we're going to talk about at this point is the 5th Annual Taste of Arizona. It's being put on tomorrow, May 7th, at La Encantada. It starts at 6 p.m. It goes about till 9. And the proceeds are going to benefit Arizona Youth Partnership.
Now, what, Fred, help me out here. What is Arizona Youth Partnership?
Arizona Youth Partnership, it was actually started back in 1990. So we're looking at a pretty good track history from these folks. And the concern was that kids in the rural areas weren't being provided sort of the same opportunities, the same programs as kids in the metropolitan areas. You hear the jokes about, when you're out in the rural areas, the recreation consists of, drinking and cow tipping and,
rolling old tires around.
And quite frankly, when you don't have a lot of activities to keep you engaged, it's very easy for folks to start falling into traps of engaging in behavior that's not really conducive to a healthy life. We've all had our ups and downs, and people, especially young kids in the rural area, there's not a whole lot to do to keep them occupied, and Arizona Youth Partnership really provides some really great programs to teach them life skills and help them on the way.
All right, sounds good. So what's this event, the 5th Annual Taste of Arizona? What are they doing there?
The 5th Annual Taste of Arizona is actually, it's a appetizer and wine tasting event. There's going to be a live auction, and there's going to be a silent auction. For some reason, I was honored and asked to be the MC. So if you go out to the event, I'll be hanging out there.
Are you going to MC the silent auction?
That's going to be the part they're going to love the most.
That's right. I think they're
right. Once Fred is quiet.
Wasn't this the guy that was on the city council for 8 years? Didn't we get rid of him?
Yeah, I'm being drugged back. It's pretty fun.
Well, that's great. I've got a piece of paper here that you had sitting next to you. It's the Arizona Youth Partnership. Did you know that they provide programs in 29 communities in 9 counties, of which almost 39,000 youths and adults participated in their programs during the 2008-2009 year. That's yeoman's work. That is yeoman's work.
Absolutely. And some of these programs, they have, they build coalitions in the communities. They have life skills, education. And truly, we grow up and we take a lot of things for granted. And people don't know how to take care of this or that.
To, keep it, balance a checkbook.
Balance a checkbook.
A checkbook.
How to show up for a job.
On time. How to apply for a job. I mean, it's quite amazing. I own a small business here in Tucson, and it is amazing to me when I talk to kids who come in and look for work, that they, a vast majority of them, whether they're educated or from the high school level to the college level to the master's level, how they have a hard time just giving an interview.
Oh yeah,
they don't know what to say, what to do, what to wear. It's amazing.
They provide programs help with relationship skills, healthy marriages, and strong families. They do a lot of things that people just take for granted. And I think one of the programs that I was really intrigued with was a mentoring program where kids going through the program then take it to the younger kids and become examples.
That lends a lot of credibility.
So, we're really, really proud to be part of this event. It's the 5th Annual Taste of Arizona at La Encantada tomorrow night, Friday, May 7th from 6 to 9. And the folks at the event gave us 2 tickets. So before we hit the bottom of the hour, we're going to say a magic number, and that caller will receive 2 free passes to the 5th Annual Taste of Arizona.
Right.
And, Michael, what's your favorite number?
6.
Okay, caller number 6. Call the Jolt at 529-3508, and 529-3508. For 2 tickets to the 5th Annual Taste of Arizona at La Encantada. When we get back,
we'll see you on the other side of the CNN news break, right? When we get back, we're gonna have some more music from Mike and some more border stories maybe and some history.
CNN Radio, I'm Greg Black. Pro football legend Lawrence Taylor is facing rape charges involving a 16-year-old girl. Defense attorney Arthur Idala, though, says the former Giant star is mystified.
I'm not even admitting that he even knew her. We don't even know who she was. Her name isn't even on the document that was submitted to her today. We have some initials.
Federal investigators now believe Times Square bombing suspect Faisal Shahzad had at least some ties to TTP. That's a Taliban group in Pakistan, but they say that doesn't necessarily mean the group directed the attack. Interior Secretary
Secretary Ken Salazar says major mistakes were made leading up to that Gulf of Mexico oil spill. But he refuses to elaborate, saying it'll all come out in the investigation. Oil is now washing up on some of Louisiana's barrier islands. The Dow ended the day with a 347-point loss, but it could have been a whole lot worse. At one point, the market fell nearly 1,000 points in a span of less than an hour. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
This Mother's Day, give your mother the gift that will last as long as a mother's love. Have a star named after her. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send your mom a beautiful personalized gift package with her chosen star. You may also include a sterling silver bracelet and heart charm with your mother's name and star location engraved on it. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com so she'll have her gift for Mother's Day.
Got more grease on your hands than time? Then AutoZone's new buy online and pick up in-store option is for you. It's another way to get your parts fast from AutoZone. Just go to AutoZone.com, find the parts you need, choose our new pickup in-store option, and soon your parts will be waiting for you. AutoZone's new buy online, pickup in-store option. Get the parts you need right when you need them. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average falls almost 1,000 points today before pairing losses. I'm John Lamb at Bloomberg World headquarters in New York. It was its biggest intraday loss since the market crash of 1987. Also, the euro slid to a 14-month low, and yields on Greek, Spanish, and Italian bonds surged. Unconcerned European leaders aren't doing enough to stem the region's debt crisis. John Brady of MF Global.
I think traders are scrambling a little bit to square up positions and understand exactly where their risk is. Likewise, too, I think specifically as regards the leverage community, the hedge fund community, I think you'll probably see a wave of margin calls in the overnight, which suggests to us that you could see increased selling in the overnight and into tomorrow morning as those margin calls are met.
A spokesman for the New York Stock Exchange now says there were a number of erroneous trades during the plunge in which the Dow fell 700 points in 15 minutes. The Dow finished down 348 points at 10,520, the S&P dropping 38 at 1128, the Nasdaq down 83 at 2320. That's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
The moment you realize clowns are kind of creepy. The moment you actually saw what your favorite radio DJ looked like. The moment your printer first ran out of ink. Heart-wrenching moments of truth. Don't let your printer run out of ink again. With the largest retail selection of ink and toner, Office Max has your ink. Get a $10 Office Max gift card when you buy $40 of national branded ink. Office Max. Work with us. Valid May 2nd through May 29th. Offer excludes Office Max private branded ink. Offer valid in-store only. See store for details.
Quitting smoking really sucks. But now Nicorette has an entirely new way to help make it suck less. Introducing the all-new Nicorette Mini Lozenge. The first ever mini lozenge from Nicorette. It dissolves up to 3 times faster than other lozenges and can double your chances of finally being smoke-free. It's fast, it's mini, and helps get you through even the toughest cravings. So while quitting will always suck, the new Nicorette Mini Lozenge can make it suck less. Versus other stop smoking lozenges. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program increases chances of success.
Hi.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detailed. Focused.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an authorized agent for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. A representative may call you.
Visit The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Welcome back to The Fred and Jeff Show. In the studio with us live is Michael Ronstadt. And Jeff, my trusty psychic, is here. You know,
you've never called me a trusty sidekick. You've called me plenty of other things, but
yeah. I'm a witness.
Yeah, never a trusty sidekick.
Well, the things I usually call you, I can't say on radio.
This is true.
You know,
a delay, though, isn't there?
I hope so. You know, one of the blessings of being a member of this family is the family. And growing up with the history of music having a really deep and intimate appreciation of our surroundings and the culture that we all grew up in and try to imbibe in our kids and hope that we're around just to continue to enjoy it. One of the legacies that we're really excited to have is a book called The Border Man. My brother mentioned at the top of the show, it's the memoirs of our great-grandfather, Federico Jose Maria Ronstadt, the guy who I was named after. And, Jeff wanted to share a little bit of that with you.
I do. I was at Rotary on Wednesday, and beforehand I had promised someone a copy of this book, and I was just flipping through it. And this passage struck me as very timely for today, and it talks about a conversation between our great-grandfather Federico and
great-great-grandfather
Frederick Augustus. Who was the first Ronstadt here from Germany. So he came over from Hanover, Germany, as you well know, and his son Federico, who he was moving to Tucson to learn the blacksmith trade at a very, very young age.
He's 14 years old.
14. So they're in the wagon, and he's taking young Fred to Tucson, and this is the passage from the book. It says, as they passed Calabasas, Fred's father turned to him and said, "Now you are in the United States of America. Without any question, the greatest country in the world. You will enjoy great liberty and protection under the American government, and you must always feel and show deep affection for that. When you become a man, you may want to establish yourself in the United States. Say that your life and your conduct are such as will entitle you to the privilege of American citizenship." That was a conversation between our ancestors in 1882 as... Funny enough, our great grandfather became an illegal alien.
At that time he was not.
As he moved from Mexico to the Arizona Territory. It amazes me, Michael, as I'm reading this stuff that as you look at our family, the hundreds of Ronstadts that there are, you know, you can't walk a block without either running into a Ronstadt or meeting someone that knows a Ronstadt.
That's right.
The impact that our family has had in this community, and it touches me, and I want to be able to tell people out there that, look, immigration is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Without immigration, our family wouldn't be here. Most families wouldn't be here. And so all the things that are going on right now are bad across the board. You know, you and I were having this conversation earlier.
That's right.
So, you know, we just want to make sure that people know that we love immigrants. You know, we've got guys like Raul Grijalva calling for boycotts against Arizona, and we've got folks in Phoenix that are outraged at all the people that are here illegally. Well, let's figure out a way to get them here legally, because we want them, we need them, and who knows, in the next 100 years, the next family of pioneers moving to this area could be wanting to come now.
That's very true.
So,
that's a great segue, because you know, one of the things that immigrants bring is their culture,
right?
And that's something that we really want to share with folks in this community, because we're spoiled. You know, once a month we get together as family, and we swap stories, and I'm sure we've heard them all over and over again, and they get changed a little bit here and there, but for about 2 hours, 3 hours, sometimes just. Until people fall down.
That's right.
We're singing and playing all sorts of musical instruments.
We're being a family, yeah.
Being a family, and that's huge part of our family history. Our great-grandfather started the first Philharmonic Orchestra here and shared that music with his daughter, who then became a great operatic singer in Europe.
In Spain.
And
Spinel.
She toured all over the United States as well. I'm working on a project right now called the Ronstadt Generations Project, because at this point we have six generations of Ronstadts that are singing.
That's amazing.
Four, five, and six are still on the planet. But it's as we dive back into the old papers and the letters and the pictures and all of that, it's an incredible thing to see what the richness that came up with that. And then our Aunt Luisa was able, when she went to Spain to study Spanish gypsy music.
Really?
And was very impressed with it. And then she, as many people that were touring and performing in those days, was able to bring back that bit of culture back to this country. And she toured all over the United States. And, you know, she sang in New York and in Houston. And as I'm going through these old papers, there are a lot of her old programs there that you can page through and see what it was that she was presenting. And she was able to present a very broad view of music, of folk music, basically, all the way from classical music to music from South America to the indigenous music that was up here, and also the Mexican music and the Spanish music that came over.
What's your favorite song? I mean, I know there's so many, but what's the favorite one that you like to sing, or maybe you sang to Mikey and Petey when they were little guys?
Well, there's a couple of them, and there's a lullaby called Lulo Que Lulo that Aunt Luisa thought might have had roots with the Yaquis in terms of the words, but the music itself probably came over from Spain. And that's a lullaby that all of us were sung to. Yeah. It's about a rat that lives under your floorboards.
Can you play it for us?
I could.
that sounds like
Would
a good
like
one.
To hear that?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I always used to like to say, I've toured for the last 7 years with the Santa Cruz River Band, and we went all over the world, and I used to like to say that the people from this area, the Mexican people and the people from the Southwest, like to scare their children to sleep at night, because it wasn't a good thing to get up and wander around in the middle of the night.
Lulo, que lulo, que sanca mayor, abajo del suelo se vive un ratón. Mátalo por ladrón. Arriba en el cielo se vive un coyote con ojos de plata y los pies de azogue. Lulo, que sanca mayor, abajo del suelo se vive un ratón. Mátalo, mátalo por ladrón.
Very nice.
In the book Canciones de Mi Padre, that song is in there as Canta de Cuña. And the words are not exactly the same, nor is the music, but although it's similar. And that's one of the things that amazes me about the music that's passed from generation to generation, because each generation takes their filter of life and uses that to interpret the music. So this is the way we learned the song from our parents. With the Ronstadt Generations Project, my two sons, Michael G. Ronstadt and also Petey Ronstadt, are playing with me, or we are playing together, I should say. But Petey came up with his own version of Lulo Que Lulo, and it's the same. It has the same roots, but it has his interpretation of it, and it takes a little bit different twist. We've recorded that, and that'll be coming out on our CD.
Now, on your website, mjronstadt.com,
right.
There's the video section at the top. You click that, there's a bunch of videos there, and that song is you and Petey and Michael, and there's a fourth gentleman sitting.
Josh Heisel, that's the other guy. He's an honorary Ronstadt.
Yeah, there you go. There are a lot of them in town, too. Pat Manley's an honorary Ronstadt.
Right,
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, but Michael's partner.
That video we actually have
on your site,
on our website, right there at the bottom of the page. Yeah. So
thank you for that. By the way,
sure. I mean, that is a great song. That's a song that when I hear, I don't know the words because here we are, decades after we heard that as a little kid. But the second I heard that song, I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally remember that song.
That's right.
So
it's funny. We have. I think my dad and Johnny, some of my uncles, prepared this Ronstadt songbook. And there are literally like five or six versions of all sorts of songs.
Yeah. And it was funny. We're trying to sing them all, and we're all on the wrong page. So we're like, wait a minute, which one are you doing?
I've got to say, one of the things that was amazing, when I came off the road this last time, I'm no longer with the Santa Cruz River Band. And some of that is just due to the fact that the work dried up. We've had a tough year, but also both Ted and I wanted to pursue other projects, solo projects, and so you all invited me back into your family gatherings, and it really, really made a huge impression on me of just how important it is for families to gather on a regular basis and communicate and share and love each other. It doesn't make any difference what your political views are there can be opposite ends of the spectrum there.
Oh, yeah. Very diverse.
We have that.
if there's love and if there's respect.
That's all you need.
And if there's manners.
That's right.
When my kids were going to kindergarten, they came home, they said, oh, the police came and talked to us today. And I thought, what would the police be talking to kindergartners about? I said, did they talk to you about drugs? They said, no, they talked to us about manners. And I thought, yay for the Tucson Police Department.
Absolutely.
Because manners are very, very, very important. And I think what we're seeing these days, unfortunately, is a complete lack of manners. People have forgotten about their manners. And if you bring back the manners and the respect, then people with opposite viewpoints can find common ground.
Right, and that's what we need. And forgive me as I use my manners, but we're up against a break, so
okay.
We'll be back.
We'll
in
be
a
back,
minute.
And we'll have our trivia question.
Trivia, another song with Michael, hopefully,
sure.
And we'll see you in a minute. Something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care.
Hi, I'm John Fina from Performance Footwear, and a lot of people think that after I finished playing pro football, my health insurance would not be an issue. Not true. So when I needed a great health plan for me and my family, I called the folks at Ronstadt Insurance. They hooked us up with the perfect policy from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, and we couldn't be happier. So if you're shopping for health insurance, give my friends at Ronstadt Insurance a call at 721-4848. They'll be happy to help you. Oh, and when my mom and dad turned 65, my friend Jim at Ronstadt Insurance helped them find the right Medicare plan. Call the pioneers in good service at Ronstadt Insurance, and they'll help you buy the right policy the first time.
Ronstadt Insurance is a full-service insurance agency. Give us a call at 721-4848 or look us up online at ronstadtinsurance.com. Ronstadt Insurance is an authorized agent for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. A representative may call you.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Thank you.
All right, our mics are on, but we really want you to hear this song because this is Mikey's song, Sitting Bull, and it really gets going good here in a minute. But anyhow, thanks for coming back
Sorry, Mike.
The Fred and Jeff show. Sorry, Mikey.
If you want to hear it, you got to buy the CD.
You got to buy it. But right now, we've got two more things to give away this afternoon, and we hope to thank our listeners by giving away lots and lots of fun stuff as the weeks go by. But right now, Caller 4 gets a copy of Border Man. So if Caller 4 call in, we've got this great copy of Border Man. It is yours. And later, the last thing we're going to give away on the show, just in time for Mother's Day, is a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist. So stay tuned, and we'll let you know when that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, the number to call in is 529-3508.
What's that number, Fred?
I think 529-3508.
All right.
I remember it, but it's written on the wall.
It's right up there on the wall, right next to the clock that keeps moving. So we got another one with Michael. During the break, we were talking to Michael about one of Grandpa Ronstadt's favorite songs, and you totally came prepared to play this one, and we're pretty excited about it because it's...
This is a song that reminded my grandfather and these guys' great-grandfather, since they're just children, of a time that he lived in the Baja Peninsula in a little town called Santa Rosalia. My great-grandfather, their great-great-grandfather, was a mining engineer, among other things, from Germany. And so that took them to many of the little mining towns and villages throughout what's now northern Sonora and also down into the Baja region. It's a song about a little orphan girl that lives in a palm grove by the sea, and that's very much like the place that my grandfather lived back in when he was about 8 years old, back in the 1800s. So it's called A la Orilla de un Palmar. I'll just play a short amount of it since we're... But.
La orilla de un palmar, yo vi una joven bella, su boquita de coral, sus ojitos dos estrellas. Al pasar le pregunté que quién estaba con ella, y me respondió llorando, sola vivo en el palmar. Soy huerfanita, ay, no tengo padre ni madre, ni un amigo hay que me venga a consolar. Solita pasó la vida a la orilla de un palmar, y solita voy y vengo como las olas del mar.
Very nice, very nice. That's a great song.
It's a beautiful song.
That's one of those songs that anytime I hear whatever I'm doing, I'm in a conversation, I just catch a whisper of that song, and it makes me stop. And
it used to bring tears to Grandpa's eyes, as I was told, yeah, the time he heard that song.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So tell us, do you remember any great stories that great-grandpa would have about the border as he would come up?
Well, actually, Jeff, we have a good story.
But it's our trivia question, right?
Yeah, but we need to tell it.
Okay, let's tell it.
This is for those folks who've been listening diligently to The Jolt. if you heard our promotional spots during the week, you will know the answer to this question. We are sitting in the lovely studios of Jolt HQ on Broadway Boulevard.
Right.
And, you know, people sometimes wonder, how did streets get named in a community? Well, we know how Broadway got named, and we're wondering if you guys do. So if you can call in and tell us how Broadway was named, you get a dozen free roses from Mayfield Florists.
Courtesy of Mayfield Florists, Don Coleman.
Don Coleman, the Coleman boys.
The Coleman brothers, yes. They're a mischief duo, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They smoke a good cigar with us.
Yes, they do. So back to my question. Do you remember any great stories you can share with us? Oh, we forgot to give the phone number. Thanks. Our producer, Mark, is telling us, don't forget to give the phone number. 529-3508. 529-3508 for those dozen roses from Mayfield's Florist.
There's an amazing story that somebody asked Grandpa what the first memory of music that he had in Tucson was. And as you mentioned, he came up when he was 14. And he came up here to work at the Vasquez blacksmith shop to apprentice there. And one of the first women that he made acquaintance with was our great-great-grandmother, Jesusita Vasquez. And so his first memory was playing the flute to her.
That's right, I remember that story.
But the amazing twist to all of this, our grandfather had two families. His first wife passed away in the cholera epidemic, I think. So, and then he later in life married our grandmother,
Lupe Dalton.
Lupe Dalton.
Yeah.
But when he played that flute, she was pregnant with Lupe. So that was his first memory.
Wow.
You know, and, you know, in the Waterman book, he talks about helping deliver his future wife.
That's right. Yeah, he used to carry her to church as a baby. I mean, you know, it sounds a little weird now, but that's the way things happened.
That's crazy.
And they were a loving, loving couple.
Yeah. It's amazing the stories that we hear.
It's incredible. You know, it's
amazing.
These stories need to be kept alive. One of the hopes with the Ronstadt Generations project that I have is that if people hear our story, and you guys are helping with this, is that it will spur them to find out their story.
Right. Every family has
Every
fabulous
family
stories.
Has wonderful stories.
I've got a very great friend, David Green, and you know, David's mom has passed away, but his dad's still alive, and David's like, God, I wish I could spend more time with my dad to learn German. Dave's dad was a German professor at the U of A, and I tell David, I go, do it.
Just
have
it.
No
Don't
regrets.
Wait.
Don't wait.
Do it. Don't wait.
You got to do it, because just like, you know, just like Seal passing away today, that it, there's no time for regrets. That
That's
if,
right.
That
and there's no better time now than to go to our caller.
Who,
we do have one caller. Keep on calling 529-3508.
Got a stumper there, guys.
529-3508. So we got a stumper, according to Mark.
What's the question?
The question is, how did Broadway Boulevard get its name?
Actually, the question should be, who gave Broadway Boulevard its name?
Okay, let's do that.
That's a good
Who
named Broadway Boulevard Broadway Boulevard, according to Ronstadt family legend?
There you go.
All right, hold on a second. Before we go to Chrissy, let's take this.
All right, well, we got a minute just to chat.
Whoever it was, I'm
out. We changed
the... So.
All right, we got Christy on line one. So, Christy, what is the answer to this fabulous question?
It depends on which way I answer it. The reason Broadway is named Broadway is because Federico decided that every city should have a Broadway.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding.
That is correct.
We don't know exactly who gave him the sign, but somebody gave him a sign that said Broadway Boulevard. He put it up on the store, and now we have Broadway Boulevard.
That's it.
So we want to thank everybody for
Christy.
Hanging out with our...
You're the winner.
Our first show. And we'll hopefully entertain you and shows to come. We're going to be out of here with a little music from Michael.
Oh, the wagon keeps on rolling through the gentle hills upon the plains.